This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Have you heard of the former best-selling book, The Prayer of Jabez? Have you read it? If not, let me whet your appetite to look for it and read it. If you have, hopefully our study will enhance whatever you learn from the reading of it. It is based on 1 Chronicles 4:9 through 10. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. In the midst of 9 chapters of genealogies, this man is singled out. The name Jabez sounds like the word for pain in the Hebrew language. His mother evidently never wanted to forget the pain he caused her in his birth. Living with that identity had to be hard for him, but rather than withdrawing into oblivion, he exercised faith by crying out to God in prayer. There are 4 specific requests he brought to God. Bless me, enlarge my territory, let your hand be with me, and keep me from harm. At first, this appears to be a rather selfish prayer, but the fact that God granted his request suggests that God accepted it as okay. In fact, his being identified as more honorable than his brothers further affirms God's acceptance and approval of the prayer. Bruce Wilkinson, who wrote The Prayer of Jabez, encourages believers to make these 4 simple requests a daily prayer and testifies that as he prayed this prayer over the years, God has indeed blessed his life and ministry unbelievably. I encourage you to try it.